Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph, three more blot to Maseches Sanhedrin. Kuf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara, we are on the fourth to last skinny line. And we are discussing the shitos of the last couple of groups. Do they have Olam Haba or not? So again, there was a machlokas about a couple of them. The ten tribes, Aseres HaShvatim, are they going to come back? Do they get Olam Haba or not? That was a machlokas of Yekiva and Rabbi Eliezer. What about the Dor HaMidbar? That was a machlokas also. So the last comment that we had, Rabbi Yochanan said, surprising that Rabbi Akiva left his chasidus, left his pious view of the Jewish people. Right? And he could have darshaned this differently, right? This is Zachartil Chesen Urayach. We had the pasuk right before the Mishnah, and he didn't darshan it this way. And here too, he left his chasidus after there's a pasuk in Yirmiyoh that could have been darshaned positively about that Aseres HaShvatim. So now the Gemara is asking, what's his chasidus? What's his chasidus that he usually darshans positively, and here he darshan negatively? So the Ben Yoyada already said there was a different chasidus. The Gemara is going to mention a different one now. But the Ben Yoyada said it's based on the Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuma. Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei miyatem mitarem mimitarem eschem. That's Rabbi Akiva talking about that there's always a ways to do tshuva. But here the Gemara gives a different type of chasidus. Why? Again, I received a question yesterday. Why dafka on these two did he darshan negatively? There were so many other places he did it. It's going to work in it. Pasha, it sounds like he dashes the psukim this way. He had a misora to dash on the psukim. Is there a connection between Dor HaMidbar and Aseres HaShvatim versus all the others? So you have to think. It sounds like it's just a question of drushes, but there's obviously probably something deeper. So my chasiduse, the Tanya, fourth to last skinny line. What is his chasidus? Where do we see that he dashes something positively? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Kitane b'nei Rishay Yisrael. Kitanim. What if you have a katan who is the child of a wicked Jew? Rishay Yisrael. Ein ba'in la'olam haba. If a father is not coming to Olam Haba, and the child never was zoche to become old enough to earn his own Olam Haba, so he has no way to get in. Not through his father, and not through himself. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ki hine hayom ba bo'er katanur, the day is like a fire, v'hayakol zedim, v'chol osei risha, kash v'lahat osam hayom haba, Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Asher lo yazov lahem shoresh va'anaf. He will not leave for them a root or a branch, a shoresh or anaf. And we darshan shoresh ba'olam hazeh va'anaf olam haba. There's not going to be anything. All the Osei Risha, any kash, anything that comes from the Osei Risha will not be in olam hazeh or in olam haba. David Rabbi Gamliel. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva Omer ba'im heim olam haba. Rabbi Akiva says, no, of course, they're coming to olam haba. Shenemar shomer psoim Hashem. Shekein Korin Bekroche Hayam Liyanuka Pasya. Because in the cities across the Yam, they call children Pasya. So Hashem is Shomer Psoim. He guards those. V'omar Godo Ilani V'chavlohi. Chop down a tree and destroy it. Baram Iker Sharshohi Pa'ara Shavuku. But leave the roots in the ground. Meaning something connected. The children, that those are, the children are the roots. They're the hidden parts of the tree that you don't see. So therefore, even though sometimes the roots are considered the parents and the children are the branches, here's the opposite mashal. That the children are what's in the ground, but that is Hashem guards them. Beautiful maharals. So according to Rabbi Kiva, how does it work? They didn't earn their own olam haba, and their fathers didn't get olam haba either. So how do they get in? So says, what does it mean, shomer psoim Hashem? So the maharal suggests, the maharal says, Madua shomer osam migehenim ki hem psaim she'ein lahem shmira mitzad atzmam ki ein lahem das v'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu hu ha-shomer shalahem v'im hu ha-shomer hu lahem ka'av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their father. That's how it works. V'nechshavim heim tfeilim v'nimshachem achrei ha'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo achrei avien shaholi dan v'nimsa she'ein berishas ha'av shum hashpa'a l'gabi atido shalaben ba'olam haba. What does it mean? Shomer psoim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that guards this child. Right? That's how it works. Ella, but continuing, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the other pasuk? With Rabbi Gamliel's pasuk? Velamani mekayim lo yazov lahem shorish va'anaf. Two pshatim. Number one, shlo yaniach lohem lo mitzvah velo shiuri mitzvah. Maybe it's that the fathers won't have anything in Olam Haba, because they're going to get the reward of every tiny little mitzvah or leftover mitzvah, anything in Olam Hazeh. They're going to get everything and there won't be anything left in Olam Haba. Davar Acher, or Shoresh Zu Neshama Va'anav Zu Aguf. That's what it means. Their shorch and their neshama and their guf will be cut off. Avoktani b'nei rishio, but it's that's the machlokas. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, and that's his chasidus that he darshes that positively. Aval ktani b'nei rishio ovdei kachavim, but if you have ktanim of children of wicked idol worshippers, divrei hakol ein bo em olam haba. As we said, this was a machlokas a couple of days ago. Tzaddiki Umosa Olam will go to Olam Haba. We paskin, yes, they will go to Olam Haba. That was the Rambam. And the here, though, children of Rishi of the Kochavim will not get in. Rabbi Gamliel Nafkale mi Vitovat Kol Zachar Lama. A different pasuk that he learns it from. Okay. Period. Itmar. Five lines from the bottom. Next, interesting discussion. Itmar. Katan me'emasai bal Olam Haba. When does a child start earning his Olam Haba? At what age? At what age do you start earning Olam Haba? So, five opinions in the Gemara. Five opinions. The Maharal says, these are all five stages of development. Five opinions. So, let's see them. Rabbi Yechiya, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe. Chada, Rabbi Shashinolad. What's the second they're born? Second they're born, they're already alive. They're already, involved in the world, they're not doing mitzvahs yet, but that's already the first stage of creation. They can already start earning Olam Haba. Shenolad. V'chad amar misha'a shesiper. Second opinion is when they start talking. When they start talking is when they start, that's a reflection of intellect, that's the next stage of development. That's when they start earning the Olam Haba, when they start talking. The Rambam says, when a child starts talking, we try to channel their kochos right away. The Rambam says, Hilchos Talmud Torah. When does the father have a chiyuv to start teaching his child Torah? Mishayaschil ledaber. When he starts talking, milamdo, start teaching him Torah tzivalanu Moshe v'gomer upasak rishon miparsha Shema. What are the first two pesukim we're supposed to teach our child? Torah tziva and Shema Yisrael. V'yacharach milamdo maat maat pesukim ad shehi ben sheish o ben sheva. Lefi Buryo, until he's 6 or 7, till based on his own intellect, Malicho Eitzel Malamed Hatinokos. Then you send them to yeshiva. Up to 5 and 6 is the father, and then you bring them to yeshiva. That's the Rambam, right when the child starts talking, because that's when Olam Haba is open to him. That's the Rambam. That's number two. So either when he's born or when he starts talking, or. So now we quote the sources for that first. Man da amar misha shenola, the one who says it comes from when he's born. Shenamar yavo uviyagidu sidkaso, they'll come and say your righteousness. La'am nolad kiyasa, to the born nation. So that shows that it's born. Man da amar misha shesiper dichsiv zera yavdenu yisupar lashem lador. Right, so that's you see the lashem yisupar will be told over. Next, itmar, couple more opinions. Ravina amar. Bisha'a shenizra. Wow. When Zriya takes place, fertilization. That's when it takes place. Dechsiv Zeri Abdenu. It doesn't even say 40 days. It doesn't even say the 40th day. We know in halacha that the 40th day after fertilization has a halachic status. Before 40 days, which usually a woman doesn't even know she's pregnant yet, so it's not really an afkamina, but before 40 days is Maya Ba'alma, the Gemara calls it. You ought to be Mechal Shabbos before 40 days for the whatever it's called, the fertilized seed. So discussion of the Rishonim after 40 days, for sure, yes. For sure, yes, because Chal Shabbos Achas Kedeshish B'Shabbos Asharbe, even though the child is not an Nefesh yet. But even before 40 days is a discussion in the Rishonim. But even though it doesn't come up so much, but here, it's even before 40 days, Bishosh and Izra. The moment of fertilization, that is the first stage of development, going back. So you have fertilization, we don't paskin that life starts at fertilization. That's a Christian view. Right, you can't do abortion from ready fertilization. We don't paskin that way. We paskin if the mother's life is in danger, you can do abortion until birth, because the mother's life takes precedent. We had that earlier in the Masechta. Right, once the baby's mostly out, so that already ain't docha nefesh b'pnei nefesh. But says Ravina, Mishash in Israel, at least in this respect, Olam Haba starts at Zeria. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Misha'a shenimo, at the moment that he does gets a bris. Bris Milah, the moment that he starts being involved in mitzvahs. Bris, dechsiv ani, v'gova minoar. I am poor and I am gova. I'm from the word gvia. I'm dying in my youth. Nasasi emecha, I carried your ema, your fear, your dread. That's referring to the bris. I've carried it, afuna. Right, I've carried the, the bris with me. That's what we darshan from that pasuk. So this pasuk says Olam Haba starts at bris milah. I mentioned in the past Shulchan Aruch based on Rishonim, but it's an important Shulchan Aruch to know. Shulchan Aruch says in Yaredeya in Reisam Gimel and Hilchas Mila, Shulchan Aruch says, Rachmana Litzlan, if there's a baby born, stillborn. Baby born, stillborn, what do? So if it looks like a baby, if it's a certain stage, we bury it. We bury it. And what else? I once had the Shiloh. And says the Shulchan Aruch, Tinok Shemes, Reis Lama Gimel Hei, Tinok Shemes, Kodem Sheyagia Lios Ben Ches, Malin Oso Al Kivro. You give him a bris mila. Give him a bris mila. If when he's dead, Bitsura Bakana, Ve'ein Mavarchan Al Amila, without a bracha, Aval Masimin Lo Shem. Give him a name. Lezecher sheyirachamuhu min hashamayim v'yichyel b'tchias ha-mesim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't sound like a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Shulchan Aruch. You give him a bris and a name for tchias ha-mesim. So our Gemara says that Olam Haba starts Misha Bris Mila. So the Shulchan Aruch, based on some Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch says you give him a name too. There's something about the name for tchias ha-mesim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna call the name Pshas Tchias HaMesim, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. But you don't do it on Yantav Sheni, even though you bury on Yantav Sheni. Okay, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that is Shita number 4. It has to do with Bris Mila. Shita number 5, Tana, Mishumer Meir, Misha, Sheyomar, Amen. When the child starts answering Amen, that's when the that's when Olam Haba starts. So does that mean when they're robotic and then when they're very long, right? Baruch Hashem, my 2-year-old is answering Amen. Is that it? They have to have some hasag of what Amen means. So that's unclear, but it sounds like when they start saying it. Shneamar pischu sharim v'yavo goy sadik shomer emunim. Shomer emunim. So I'll take shomer emunim elasha omer Amen. We darshan shomer emunim as the one that guards Amen. That's what it means. You look at the Marsha here. The Marsha says, what does it mean? Sha'omer Amen. Ki milas Amen b'chol makom al kiyum hadavar va'al mitaso. Amen is a lashon of agreeing. We'll get to it in the Gemara in a second. But Amen, emes, I agree with what you said. Kama shakasa ben nazir, gadol ha'ona Amen yoser ben mavarech. And with this, zocha leftoach lo sha'arei ganeden va'olam haba. Amen is very significant, and therefore, with an Amen, that is when Olam Haba is open for the child. The Gemara just continues and says, "My Amen." What's the symbolism of Amen? Amr Bichanina, El Melech Naaman. Right, Kel Melech Naaman. Amen stands for Kel Melech Naaman. As we know, the God that is right. We affirm everything that we hear. We say an Amen. We say yes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is correct, and we agree with that. There is an interesting Ramah. Ramah says in Hilchos Tefillah. Where does this come up in Hilchos Tefillah? Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet says the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yasiach sichas chulin. It's always good to review this Shulchan Aruch. A person shouldn't talk. B'shah sheshliach tzibur chozer b'tfila. Durech hazaras hashatz. We're not allowed to talk. Not allowed to talk. Rechman al itzlan. We have to make sure that we ourselves are aware of this. There's no talking durech hazaras hashatz. It's not even learning, according to many poskim, durech hazaras hashatz. To stand there, the Shlach Kadosh says, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Shlach Kadosh, so to look in our Siddur and follow along. Says the Shlach, Ra'isi mecharedim al dvar Hashem, shemesimin asidur befneihem b'shach hazaras atfila, veineihem belibam sham shol yiru chutza, v'yaz mechavnim al kol milu mila. That's what the Shlach Kadosh says. We should have our Siddur open, we should be looking inside and focusing on the brachas. And the Shulchan Aruch then quotes his famous line, v'im sach, and if somebody talks in Shmones, derech hazaras hashatz, hu chotei v'gadol avono minso. Doesn't say this by other aveiros in Shulchan Aruch. Says Gadol Avano Minso V'Garimbo Gadol Avano Minso. That's what the Mishnah Berurah again quotes. Oy laHaanashim Shemesichin Beisat Tfila Ki Ra'inu Kama Batekneios Nechrevu B'Shal Avon Ze V'Yesh Lamanos Anashim Yiduim Lashkiach Al Ze. To appoint special gabai screamers. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Tell people to stop talking. That's what he says. But why are we doing this now? Because of the Ramah. V'Yalamid Banafaktanim Sheyanu Amen. What else about Chazaras Hashatz? Teach your little kids to say Amen. Why? Ki miyad sha'atinok ono Amen, yesh lo chelak olam haba. The Ramah quotes our Gemara. Right? Quotes in Shita number 5. Amen leads to olam haba, and therefore we should try to be mechanech our children to say Amen. That's kuf chav dalet sif zayin in the Ramah. That's what for chinuch. And the Gemara says, what's amen? Kel melech ne'aman. So as I saw a fascinating Gemara in the Ben Yehoyada says, if you take the word amen, this is a Ben Yehoyada type of thought, if you take the word amen, every letter has to do with Shem Hashem. If you have an aleph, the aleph of amen, what's the structure of an aleph? You have a vav, diagonally, and you have two yuds. Let's say you make an aleph. So it's 26. Yud-ke, vav-ke. That's the aleph. You have the mem. The mem is a chaf and a vav. That's the mem. Also, 26. And you have the nun. What's a long nun? A long nun is a yud, a vav, and a yud. Right, a yud, a vav, and a yud. So that's a very long nun. So every letter in amen is shem Hashem. Yud-ke, vav-ke. It's the Ben Yoyada. Right? Show you day, Ashish the Rami's Bosius Amin, Lishlosha Sheva Savaya. That's the every letter. Aleph Mem Nun is Yudke Bafke. So we continue. Again, there's a whole sefer written about Amin, just one word, the significance of saying an Amin, amazing stories about saying Amin. I think I mentioned in the past one of them, Rav Chaim Volozhin. One time, he was always makpid never to say a bracha without somebody there to answer Amin. Chaim Volozhin had that kepeda. So one time it was late at night in the Beis Medrash, and he was really thirsty, and he wanted a drink, and he didn't find anybody. He was waiting, and when finally one of his talmidim came in, Baruch Hashem, his talmid kavi, he says, thank you so much for coming. Baruch Hashem, he says a bracha. And the next day, he sees the talmid again, he's like, I just wanted to thank you again for coming last night. I was so thirsty. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't here last night. He's like, no, you came in at 11 o'clock. You came in. He's like, I was sleeping like a baby. I didn't come into the Beis Medrash last night. Rav Chaim Volozhin realized that because he was so makpid about this halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a malach, dressed up like a talmid, because he wanted him to have a drink. That's the godless of the kepeda that he had for Amin. Why did he do this? And maybe the suggestion, so my suggestion, maybe because we know if somebody's ever listening to our bracha, we say the bracha better. If we're taking it ourselves, right? But if we say the bracha, we know somebody's listening, right? It's always better, right? We have to learn. Sometimes we have to learn from our little children. Right? Our little children come up from school, Baruch Atah, and we laugh at them. What's taking so long? Maybe we should learn from them. Maybe we should learn from them and say brachas properly, and then say amen. We appreciate the power of an amen. Okay, let's continue. Now we have three different drushes on psukim, machlokas, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. How do you darshan them? Reish Lakish darshans each of them negatively, and Rabbi Yochanan darshans them positively. Lachein erchiva sh'ol nafsha, sh'ol, the depth will open up its nefesh, upara pia, and its mouth, leblichok, to those without law. Leblichok. Amar Reish Lakish, what does that mean? Sha'ol usually means Gehenim, right? Sha'ol, Tachtiyah, right? So Sha'ol is going to open up its mouth to who? So Reish Lakish says, L'misha Mishayer Afilu Chok Echad. What does it mean, believe Chok? To somebody who even just left out one halacha. If you only did 612, says Reish Lakish, Gehenim's open for you, right? Even if you left out one Chok. Amar Reb Yochanan, Lo Nicha L'marayot Amalu Achi. You think Hashem appreciates your drasha like that? Right? Do you think your master appreciates that? No! Be a little Dalin Kav Schus. Ella, afila lomad, ella chok echad. The opposite. Even if you only learn one chok, you're free from Gehenna. What does it mean? Beli chok, beli any chok. If you did zero. If you did one, then you already have a schus. There's what to talk about here, but let's just do the, all three, and then I'll come back to the first one. That's the first machlokas. Next, v'haya b'chala aretz ne'um Hashem pishnayim ba yikarsu v'yigva'u. It'll be on that day, says Zechariah, 2/3 will get destroyed. V'ashlishes yivaserba, and the third left, a third will be left. So Amar Reish Lakish, what is this referring to? It's referring to Yimos HaMashiach. Who's going to come back? Yimos HaMashiach, a third, shlishi shel shem. A third, a shlishis is going to be left. Shlishis shel shem and shel shem. Shem is a third, right? Shem is one of the three sons of Noach. So a third of a third, says the, that's how, who's going to be left, says Reish Lakish. So Rashi quotes two different pshatim. Maybe there's an extra third here, because the third son after, the third generation after Shem is Arpachshad. And is it a third of Arpachshad? Arpachshad again is an ancestor of Avram Avinu. Is it even less Jews, or is it just Arpachshad? Meaning, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be wiped out before Mashiach comes. A third of a third is going to be left. Amar Reb Yochanan lo nichla marayot amaluhachi. Again, what are you darshaning like this? Ella afilu shlishi shel Noach. No, it's just one third, a third of Noach, meaning descendants of Shem. Period. They're all going to be left. Aye, there's not going to be, that's not going to be a third of the world. So Rashi explains. So we'll add on the Gerim, we'll add on the Tzadik, the Geri Toshav, the Tzadik Yomasa Olam. There'll be some wonderful people that are left. But again, Rabbi Yochanan says, don't think so many people are going to be wiped out. Be'lasilava. Finally, third one. Ki anochi ba'alti bachem, v'lakati eschem, I was with you, says Hashem, and I took from you echad me'ir, v'shtayim mi'mishpacha. Just one out of every city and two out of every family. Just one person out of every city is going to survive. So Amrei Shlakish, Dram Kechsavon, yeah, as it's written. Meaning only one person out of every city. It's going to be terrible times. This relates to the sugyas that we had earlier. I want Mashiach to come, I don't want to be there. Right? Chevle Mashiach, some of the Amorim said. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, again, Lo Nichalei L'Marayot, Amalei Luhachi, why are you saying this? Ella Echon Meir Mizake Kalir Kula. V'shnayim Mishpacha Mizake Kalir Mishpacha Kula. No, it means one from every city is Mizake, the city, the entire city, and two from every family is Mizake, the entire family. Okay, these are the three drashas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Achronim, a number of Achronim, try to figure out what's the Nekudas of Machlokas, especially with the first one. What did the first one say? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you got one Avera, you're out. Rabbi Yochanan says you got one Mitzvah, you're in. Right? So what is that Machlokas about? So I saw a number of they try to Lishitasso the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They try to say it's Lishitasso. So one of them, the Yalkut Yehoshua says maybe it's connected to the Machlokas in Gittin Daf Samach. Gittin Daf Samach says that Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how was the Torah given? Was the Torah given Chasuma Nitna or Megillah Megillah Nitna? Was it given after Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote little by little, piece by piece? Or was it Chasuma, Moshe Rabbeinu, after Har Sinai waited and wrote the entire rest of the Torah before he died? Chasuma Nitna. Is it a package? Or is it no, separately? So, Reish Lakish says the Torah was Chasuma Nitna, it's a package. So here too, it's a package deal. You're missing one, you finished. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Megillah Megillah, it was piece by piece. And therefore, it says Rabbi Yochanan, even one is enough. Or one other, the Sharbas Rabbim, one of the rabbis said, maybe the Machlokas is based on the following. The Pasuk says, V'shamarta kol chukav. You have to keep all of God's chukim. Kol chukav. What does kol chukav mean? We know there's a Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, at the end of Maseches Yuma, chatzi shir aser min haTorah or aser midrabanan. If I eat half a piece of treif, half a kezias of treif, so Rabbi Yochanan says that's still aser min haTorah. Why? Because it says kol chelev. Kol chelev means any little bit of chelev. That's what Rabbi Yochanan darshes. So to here says the Sharbas Rabbim. Kol chukav means any little chok you do. Any little chok you do is good enough. Just like any little aver you do over there, any little chok you do. That's what Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish doesn't darshen that way. He doesn't darshen kol any. Kol chelev means any, the whole thing. So here too he darshens the whole thing. So too, creative lishitasos, is it based on the machlokas about chasi shir? Or is it based on the machlokas about chasuma nitna or megillah megillah nitna? We continue.
If one is
mezakah
the whole year, then what do you need two
wives? If one is mezakah, it's a good question. Some ask, but if one is mezakah, what do you need two from the family? Right. So let some of the achronim discuss that. I remember the answers. Okay. Yosef Rav Kahana. Kamei de Rav. Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav. Yosef Ikama Daram Kechsavan. And he said over, like Reish Lakish, Dvarim Kechsavan. There are a lot of people who are going to be killed out beforehand. Amrle Rav, Lo Nichale, Lemarada, Amrlu Hachi. Right? Yeah, the Hashem doesn't appreciate that. Ella Echad Meir Mezaka Kol Ha'ir, Ushtai Mimishbacha Mezakin Kol HaMishbacha. So that's one discussion between Rav and Rav Kahana. So one other Ha'ara, and then we'll continue the story. And that is the Kolbo. The Kolbo. How do I find the Kolbo? Not because I know any Kolbos, but I find the Kolbo. Rabbi Yosef Engel on the Gemara quotes the Kolbo. The Kolbo says in Ilchas Tefillah that when we say Kaddish every day, when we say Kaddish, we say, Skadavis Yad Shmei Rabab, Yamad Devrach Yosef Yadak Lach Husei, and then, Nusach Svar, V'yaslach B'Kurni V'Kurib Mashichei, right? We talk about bring the Mashiach, V'chayechonu V'yomechonu V'chayi D'chol Beis Yisrael. What are we emphasizing? Bring it at our day of the day of everybody. So the Kolbo says, because we know this Gemara, that there's supposed to be a lot of people not here before Mashiach comes. And we want to daven that, you know, everybody who's supposed to be gone is already gone. So, right, b'chayet, right, v'yasav b'chayet, v'karev v'shichay, bring Mashiach, b'chayechod u'v'yomechod u'v'chayet u'chol beis Yisrael. The Kolbo says that in Siman Zayin. That's the Kolbo. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it, and he says, I don't understand why he's passing like Reish Lakish. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So he just has that Ha'ara. It's a great, beautiful pshat in Kaddish. But Rabbi Yosef Engel here in Gilyon Yashan says, that's nice, but we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Rish Lakish. The Rebbe over the Talmud. He just has that Ha'ara, but it's still a nice kavana to think about when we say the Kaddish. We want everybody to be here for Yemos HaMashiach. Continuing. So continuing, Rav and Rav Kahana. So Rav sees that Rav Kahana was busy washing his hair. He took a shower and then he came to the shear. But he should have been learning. He should have taken a shower after shear. Came a little late, it seems. To shear, he could have come earlier. So Amalei, Vlotimotzi Beretz Achayim. Whoa. So he says a pasuk, quotes a pasuk from Eov. He says, "What are you doing? You're supposed to be learning." Amalei Melech Alaisli. Are you cursing me? Amalei Krok. I mean, no, I'm just saying a pasuk. Right, the Torah is going to be found by somebody who is not be found. This is the opposite of Mimis Atzmoleha. Right, the Torah is not going to be found by somebody who's Mechayat, but somebody who's Ma'adding themselves a little bit. Somebody who doesn't take it as seriously and devoted as much to what he should have been. Right, so he was giving him a little tochacha. Tanya, Rabbi Simai. I saw the Maharal again here relates it to what does it mean, Mechaya Atzmalei? He says, you know, because Torah is the antithesis to Idunim and Hanaz of Gashmias. Okay, all in a certain context. But if somebody goes overboard in terms of their Hana'a, so that is the opposite of commitment to Talmud Torah. Right? Pasta Malach Tochal, that attitude somebody has to have, ready to have that commitment. Okay, we'll talk more about the Ma'aral at the end if we have time, relating it to a different Ma'aral that we've said. But now we'll continue. Tanya, Rebbe Sima Yomer, Nomer V'lakach V'yeschem Li La'am, V'nemer V'heves Yeschem, rather, two of the Lashonos of Geula in Va'era. Makesh Yitzhiyasen Mimitzrayim L'Biyasen La'aretz. Can we compare Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim to Biyasan La'aretz? Ma Biyasan La'aretz, Shnayim Misamach Ribo. Just like when the B'nai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael. This week's Parsha, only two made it out of 600,000. Only two. Yeshua and Kalev. Af Yitzhiyasen Mitzrayim, Shnayim Misamach Ribo. So too Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, right, Makas Choshech, many did not make it out. Many did not make it out. Amar Rava v'chenli Yemos HaMashiach. So too, when Mashiach comes, only a small percentage is going to make it. Shemar v'yatsa shama ki mei nu'ureha u'kiyom alosa me'eret Mitzrayim. Gemara compares it to Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Tanya. Amar b'lazeb Reb Yossi pamachas nechnasti l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. One time I went into the Alexandria, matzasi zakin echad v'amar li, I met an elder and he says, bo v'arech mash asu avosai l'avosecha. Let me show you. Let me show you what my forefathers did to your forefathers. The Marsha says he took out like a history book. The history book of Egypt. He was going to show him what they did. So one of the other Achronim said, no, it was like hieroglyphics. All the pictures on the stone that he was showing them, like in Egypt. What else did they have in Egypt? That's what he was showing them, pictures of what took place. Mehem tavu bayam, mehem hargu b'charev, mehem moachu b'binyin. Right? My forefathers really destroyed your ancestors. Valdavar ze ne'enash Moshe Rabbeinu. And by the way, says the Gemara, this issue of moachu b'binyin, Moshe Rabbeinu complained about the babies being thrown into the river and being used as the bricks. And because he complained about it, he was on that level that he was punished. Shenemar umei oz basi al paro ladaber b'shimcha heira lamazeh. Moshe complained. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, chaval al da'avdim lo mishtachin. Right? Whoa! I'm upset on those who are lost and not found. Meaning, Moshe, you're not like the Avos. Hari kama pa'amim neglesi al avim yisav Yaakov, bekel shakai, v'lo hir huru achal midosai. They never questioned me. Never questioned me. Again, this is all beyond our hasaga, how, you know, that the on this level. But at least on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, Hashem's giving him tochacha. V'lo amruli mashimcha. They never asked me, what's your name? Amar tili Abraham. There's something to say, we'll get back to that. I said to Abraham, go walk around the land, I'm giving you all the land. He's getting everything. And he comes to find a little burial plot for Sarah, and he has all these saras. He has to pay tons of money, even though he was already promised the land. That's the example given. Interesting. It wasn't the Akedah. It was this that was the Gemara chose. Amati li Yitzchak gur baaretz hazos ve'ayem chava varachaka bikshu avadam ayim lishtod. I said to Yitzchak, live in this land, and then his avadam look for water. V'lamatzu atcha asam bariva. They had to have a fight. Shedemer v'yarivu roi gerar imro Yitzchak lemer lanu hamayim v'lohira chamidosai. And he never was maharir. The reason it could be was that because all three of these have to do with Eretz Yisrael. That's the connection. That's why all of them are listed here. Amarti liYaakov haAretz asher ata shochev alei alachot ena. Again, the land that you're lying on, I'm giving to you. Bikesh makom l'toalo v'lo mata asher kana b'mei kasita. Right, he didn't find. He wanted to find the tent. He wanted a place to pitch his tent, and until he bought the piece in Shechem, he did not find a place. V'lo hira achem idosai v'lo amar li mashimcha. All the avos never complained. V'ata amarti li mashimcha. Just for that, now you'll see what I do to Paro. And what Chazal Darshin, b'molchemes Paro atoroeh, v'i atoroeh, b'molchemes shloshem echem malachim. What does it mean? Now you'll see? You're going to see this, but you're not going to see the future. You're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Already now, in Parshas Va'era, Hashem says that. Right? The obvious question is, it doesn't sound that way from next week's Parsha, 2 weeks' Parsha. Sounds like he was going into Eretz Yisrael until the Chet of the Mei Meriva. It says that a few times in the Torah. So what does it mean that already by the Chet of the complaining, he doesn't go in? So the Marsha explains two pshatim. The Marsha says, number one, he quotes the Mizrahi. He says, number one was that, let me find it, Yishlomar, Shelo Yada Benevuaso Rak Shelo Yikanis Bak Momanhig. He thought that, well, you know what Hashem told him here? You're not going in as Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe you'll go in as a head yot. You're not going in as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu thought he lost. But he's still going to be zochet to go in at something. Kamash Malon, the second time he lost it, the whole thing. The Marsha, according to Mizrahi, does not like that. So the Vatvarm Dechukim, she emotion, Nichnas Laeretz Yisrael, Yeshua Talmido, Yehimanig, Bechai Emoshe, Vein Malchus, Nogas, Bechaverta, Vein Elo, Evidibri Nevius. What's he talking about? Moshe's going to be demoted? What kind of answer is that? So the Marsha quotes this different pshat. No, he says, Nireh Moshe Rabbeinu knew. He knew that he lost it here, but you know what? He thought he could change Hashem's mind because there was not yet a shvua to go along with it. There was no shvua. He says, now you're going to see this, but later on you won't. But later on, Vadli Yadah Moshe Shidigzor Alav Shalei Yikanis La'aretz. Aval Chasha Moshe She'ef Shalav Vadla Gzeira Betfila Shalav Hayabo Sagzeira Shvua Aval Begzeira Sveim Riva Hayabo Gzar Din She'yesh Imo Shvua. That's the problem. And that's why earlier he says, no Samanachnu. He thought he was going in because he thought he could change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. That's what it was. The first one was without a Shvua, and the second one was with a Shvua. That's why he couldn't get by. Why did the, just getting back to the earlier part of the story, why did the Egyptian, you know, show this to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi? What was the purpose of this? Oh, look what my forefathers did to your forefathers. What was the purpose of this? So says the Ben Yehoyada. Where's my Ben Yehoyada?
Under.
Anyway, I saved it somewhere. Right. Says the Ben Yehoyada, he was saying as follows. He was saying, "B'siyata d'shmaya, kavaras azokin b'dvarim elu lomar al tisra'am u'ala umos." Don't complain that nations are torturing you throughout history. You know why? Because it must be all from God. Ki kol zehu nigzer aleichem neshamayim ba'aver tikkun avonos. It must be because of your sins. Because look, my forefathers, they didn't just wipe you out in one fell swoop. If they would have wiped you out all in the same way, then you could have said, "Ah, something happened. There was a tragedy. There was an event that occurred." But look what happened. Some of them were Becherev, and some of them were Bamayim, and some of them were this. It seems like it was all specific from your God. That's why. Why else would it have been so? Something like this, something like that, something like that? So it must be your God wants it. So don't complain about, throughout history, that all these nations, including mine, torture your nation. It's obviously meant to happen from your God. That was what he was trying to convince Rabbi Elazar by. V'lachin gamu moshel achshav, tzorach lo markein. V'lo tisramu aleihem, dein osin ros mi libam ela behashgacha. That's what this person was telling Rabbi Elazar, but obviously we have different views of the situation. Right, maybe they went overboard, like the Rambam and Ramban discuss. In Ilchas Shuvah, about the Gamma Goyesh Arivodu, Don Anochi, the discussion of why the Mitzrayim were punished, they went overboard beyond what they should have done. Okay, let us continue. Fourth to last line. Remind me again, if this ever happens at the end, there's a Beis Halevi about Me'oz Basi El Paro. Okay, fourth to last line. Vayamaher Moshe, vayikod aretz, vayishtachu. So what happened? Moshe quickly hurried and he bowed down. So what did he hurry for? What did he bow down right away by that pasuk? So Mara Moshe, what did Moshe see that made him bow down right away so quickly? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamla Omar, erech apayim ra. He saw Hashem's midah of patience. So he bowed down out of simcha. For Abadan Amri Emes Ra, he saw Hashem's midah of Emes, and therefore he bowed down out of fear. Out of fear. So Tani, Kaladam Erech Apayim Ra, there's a brisa that supports the first opinion that it was out of simcha. Titania, Kishala Moshe Lamarom, Matzakarish Barachu, Sheyoshi Vekosev Erech Apayim. He saw Hashem writing Erech Apayim. Again, whatever this means, Akarish Barachu is not physical, it's one of the animamins, but he recognized the midah of Erech Apayim. Amar Lefana, Rebona Shalom, Erech Apayim Litzadikim, Amar Lo, Afla Rishayim. Moshe says, only for the righteous? Hashem says, no, even for Rishayim. Amar Le, Rishayim Yovedu. Moshe says, no, should wipe out the Rishayim. Is Moshe Rabbeinu talking? Right? No, wipe out the Rishayim. Amar Le, Hashta Chazaz my Demoylecha. God says, Moshe, you just wait. You'll see that you need what I just said. You're going to need it, even before we continue. How did Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe saying Rishayim shouldn't have a chance? So again, the Ben Yoyada says, no, Moshe is out for their good. Because if you don't do anything bad to Rishayim and Olam Hazeh, they're just going to continue their evil ways. And they're not going to get any message. And then they're going to really lose their Olam Haba. You know what? Give him a little patch. Let him realize that you're not so happy with him. That'll be good for them. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavana. But anyway, Hashem says, look, you're going to need what I said. Kishachatu Yisrael. When Bnei Yisrael said, Amar lo lo kach amarta li, erech apayim l'tzadikim, Hashem says, didn't I tell you tzadikim? Amar lo fana rebona shalolam, v'lo kach amarta li after Rishayim? No, but you answered me. You said even for Rishayim. V'hayno d'asev v'yata yild lona koach Hashem kasher dibarta leimer, like you said, right? And that's related to the shita that says, Moshe saw erech apayim. Next, Rav Chaga havisolik va'azil bidarga to be Rabba Bar Shela. Rav Chaga was outside. He was walking up the steps of the yeshiva of Rabba Bar Shela. Shamilei hu yenuka da'amar. He heard a little child say, "Eidosecha nem numaod leveischana v'kodesh." Your aides, your testimonies are very true. Hashem la'orech yamim. V'samech lei, and that is right after that's Tilim Tzadik Gimel. That's right after Tefila LaMoshe. V'gomer. We have a Masorah that Moshe Rabbeinu said a number of those Tehillims. Right? Who wrote Tehillim? David HaMelech put it together, but a lot of the sources of Tehillim were beforehand. B'nei Korach, Lamnatzeach B'nei Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu, right? Eitan HaEzrachi. So a number of them were from beforehand, but David put it together and obviously wrote most of them. So Omar. So because the child put this all together, Shrami Noah, Erech Apayim, Ra'ah. So it must be Erech Apayim, because you see, Eidosecha Nemnu Ma'od, right, Hashem La'orech Yamim, Arichas Yamim, that means he has patience, and this was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. So also that connects to Moshe saw Erech Apayim. Next, Amar Blazer by Amar Bichanina, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Atara, Berosh called Tzadik V'Tzadik. Hashem's going to put a crown on the head of every Tzadik. Right, something about that our head is our seichel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward us. There's going to be he's going to have a deep connection with us, with every tzaddik, as a crown. Shneamar b'yom ahu yeh Hashem tzvakos la'ateres svi b'yinatara ulitzviras tifara l'sha'ar amo to the rest of his nation v'gomer my la'ateres svi l'tzviras tiferes la'osim ritzono to those who do his ratzon u'mitzapim li'yishuaso and those who wait for his salvation. Yochol akol, you might think to everybody, tamalom l'sha'ar amo to the she'er l'mi shemeitzim atzmo kishirayim she'ar amo idarshin to the one who makes himself like leftovers. Leftovers aren't the greatest thing. Right? Whenever we announce, what's for supper tonight? Leftovers. Right? Everybody wants something fresh. Leftovers are lowly. So we have to make ourselves like leftovers. There's an Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner writes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Aruch Laner says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where this line comes up also, you see on the side, Rosh Hashanah Yuzayin of Abayz, that there are two types of humble people. Two types of humility. The Gabi Midas Anava Yish Beis Madregas. Ha'achas Sha'avo v'she'ina magbiya atzmo al chaveiro, al kol zeh gam lo machshev atzmo shofel negdo. I don't think I'm greater than my friend, but I don't think I'm lower than my friend either. I think we're all about the same. That's one level of anava. Right? I don't hold myself above others. Ki im b'chashvo sha'kol nivzeva hevel, v'lama zeh yakvod el hevel. Okay, I'm not makvod on things, but I think everybody's the same. Aval ikir ha'anava hu al derach sheni, Shela achirim yachshov chashuv v'tov negdo. Ula hatziv neged einav hama'alos shenimsu b'chaveiro. The greater level of anava is I look at the kochos that my friend has and I put them above me. Wow, look what they have. Appreciate what they have. That's a higher level of anava. The low bow, and I don't have those kochos. Even though I am greater. But I realize that I'm not. Realize that. Ubaze godla anavas Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Ana mikal adam. He put everybody else above him. I saw recently, also a couple of weeks ago, a story from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, whenever he was at a simcha, unless he was being introduced to speak. So they introduce him, Harav, Agon, Aposek Ador, all these titles. And Shlomo Zalman did nothing. He didn't act upset. He didn't have any reaction after they were going through all these titles. And then the second that they said his name, Shlomo Zalman, all of a sudden he turned ashen white. And he said, oh. Up until the moment that they said his name, he didn't think they were talking about him. He mamish didn't think. He thought they must be talking about some other rabbi that's here. I'm not the Posek Ador. Posek Ador, Godol B'Yir of Ishmael. It didn't bother him until they got to his name because he mamish didn't think that they were talking about him. The second that they said the word Shlomo Zalman, all of a sudden he got really angry. He hated it. He hated the titles. He was mamish. He didn't think. He didn't think that's... He had those titles. They say when he used to get letters with only Rav Shlomo Zalman could think this way. On the outside of the letter, this part is famous. Outside of the letter, he had all the titles written on the letter. Harav Agon Ha'atzum, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman on the letter, he used to first of all drop the letter. He couldn't even read it. And then he used to express to the people around him, you know what? This is gezel, stealing. What's stealing? Because the mailman, he has to read this whole thing. You're stealing Agon Harav. Just write Auerbach. He says you're stealing his time. He has to read all these titles. It's a few seconds there. You're wasting his time. What do you have to write that? Mainly right on the inside, I hate it myself. But here on the outside of the letter, of the envelope, you're stealing his time. He has to read all these titles. Right? Just write the last name. That's all he needs. Okay, that's Mesem Asim Kishirai. Ula Ruach Mishpat Lioshev Ala Mishpat, to those who sit in judgment. Ula Gvura Mashivim Melchama, Ula Gvura Shara, Ula Ruach Mishpat, what do we darshan that? Ula Ruach Mishpat Zeharode Es Yitzro, the one who conquers his Yitzro. Ula Yoshev Ala Mishpat Zehadon Din Emes Lamito, somebody who judges a case properly. Ula Gvura Zehamiskaber Biyitzro, somebody overcomes his Yitzro. Mashivim Melchama Zeshinosi Venosim Melcham Tesho Torah, those who fight the war of Torah. Shara ilusha mashkim amarim b'batiklatzim at the bedrashos. You come early and you leave late from shul. That's shara, the gates. Amr midas hadin l'vnei kadosh baruch hu ribono shel olam anish tano elu me'elu. Says the midas hadin. What's the difference? The people who have these midos that were just listed and people who don't have these midos. What's the difference? Amr la v'gam eile, because other people who don't have these midos b'yayin shagu u'b'sheichar ta'u. Right, maybe they won't take Avodas Hashem as seriously. They'll drink wine, they'll get drunk. Paku, palilia. What does that mean? Vein puka el gehenim. Paku is lashon of gehenim. Shenemar, lotia zos lecha lufuka. Right, that's Abigail talking to David HaMelech, protecting him. Don't take it out on my husband, Navos. Vein naval. Vein palila ela dayanin. Shenemar v'nasan biflilim. So that's an allusion. He's saying, no, you gotta have these midos. If you don't have these bidos, then you're not protected. Next, last section of the Masechta. Getting back to Anshi Irani Dachas. Right? This had to do with the previous parak. Anshi Irani Dachas is talking about the Elohim HaNechnakin. Right? And that's why this is still there. Anshi Irani Dachas. Elam Chelek Olam Haba, but they don't have Olam Haba. They don't have a Chelek Olam Haba. Anshi Irani Dachas. Shene Emar. Yato Anashim B'nei B'liyal Mikirbecha. So it says, these Anashim, these evil people went out from you. They went out. They're gone. They're not coming back to Olam Haba. Vayadichu es Yoshvei Iram. And they went out to be Medeach the Yoshvei Iram. You see on the side, it says, Ayin Tosfos Lael Mem Zayinam Aleph. So there we discuss, Tosfos says, they don't have Olam Haba, but they're going to get killed by Beis Din. And we said there, in the previous parak, anybody who gets killed by Beis Din has a kapara. Right after their bones rot, they could be switched into a Jewish cemetery. So Tosfos says, this must mean if they had the Gemara Din, but they were never killed by Beis Din. That's what this Gemara must mean. This Mishnah must mean. That's what Tosfos there says. The Ran there, Ran of Mem Zayin, we mentioned the Ran then. The Ran says, this line in the Mishnah is wrong. Take out the line of the Mishnah. Take out the Girsa. Irani Dachas, they do get Olam Haba. They do get Olam Haba. Because they are killed by Beis Din. They're killed by Beis Din. Doesn't sound like they weren't killed by Beis Din here. So it's Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ran. The Maritz Chai is there, gave a third answer, and said, no, you're right. Generally, people get Olam Haba after they're killed by Beis Din. But he quotes a Mor Nevuchim. There are two types of punishments. The Achi Yonidachas aren't killed because of an Onesh. They're called, there's not a Misas Onesh, but it's what the Rambam calls a Misas Kfira. It's a Misa because of heresy. That's a different type of Avera. And maybe there won't be Olam Haba, even after Misas Beis Din. So you have Tosfos and the Ran and Daf Mem Zayin, and the Maritz Chayis on Daf Mem Zayin as well. All three answers. Okay? So, but here, according to our gear, says at least they do get Olam Haba. They don't get Olam Haba. They didn't have Ragan Avshiyim Adichem Eosu Ha'ir. And they're not killed until the ones who convinced them to do Avodah Zarah are from that city. Umei Eosu Ha'shevet and from that Shevet. V'yashe Yudach Ruban, until most of the city does the Avodah Zarah. V'yashe Adichuhu Anoshim, until men. If it's only women and children, there's a special limud, it does not apply. Hidichu Anoshim Uktanim, O Shehudach Miuta, or Miut, O Shehayim Adicheha Chutzala. They're from outside the city, Hare Eluki Yechidim. Then you treat this as just Yechidim with Avodah Zarah. V'trichin Beit Edim Asra, L'kol Echad V'Echad, you need two Edim and Asra on every single, person in the city. Zechomer B'Yechidim Imi Berubin, and there's a Chumra by a Yachid than by a Rabin. Shah Yechidim B'Skila, a Yachid is put to death in the most Chabar, B'Skila, for an Avodah Zarah, L'fichach Mamon HaPalad. Their money, their property is saved. The Merubin and Nirni Dachas is all killed out with Saif, and all their property is burned. Right? It's opposite issues. The worse punishment, the less to the money. What does that mean? The people who live in the city, we darshan as follows. Let's say a caravan of donkey drivers or camel drivers are passing through the city, and if you count them, Rashi says, so then they're not of the Avodah Zarah. So, and you count them, that outweighs, it makes the city only a minority of the Avodah Zarah. So, Hari Helu Matzilim Asa, they save the city. They save the city, even people passing through are able to be counted, as long as they've been there a certain amount of time. The Grod takes out all the words shenamars in the Mishnah, because each one is really a pasuk, and then the following halacha. You have to destroy all of it. Mikan amru nichsei tzadikim shebetocha ovdin. Nichsei tzadikim that happen to be inside of the city, they're lost, because everything inside of it. Shebechutzala platin. Anything outside are safe. V'shal rishaim, bein b'shebetocha, bein shechut, shebechutzala harilo ovdin. All property of Rishon will be destroyed. The Gemara will discuss why. Again, shenamar taken out. V'skoshal, take both el tach rechova. Imein la, take it all out to the city and to the street and burn it. Imein la rechov, osin la rechov. If there's no street, you build a public area. Haisa rechava chutzala. If the main gathering area is outside the city, konsen osin la tocha. You make it inside. What does that mean? The Adrama says you extend the wall of the city to encompass the gathering street area outside. Shneamar v'sarafta ba'esh. We take out the word shenemar. This is the next halacha. What does it mean? Shlala, it spoils, v'lo shlal shamayim, and not the shlal of heaven. Shemikan amru, ha-hekdesho sheba yipadu. Did we learn from here that the hektish in it should be redeemed? Utrumos yirkavu, and the truma from it should rot, because you can't be poded. Maiser sheni, v'kisvi ha-kodesh yiganzu. Maiser sheni and hektish should be nignas. We'll end off with a question. The sheet of the Rambam, which Bezer will talk about answers tomorrow. The Rambam says, Kachim is Beach. Kachim is, I'll read the Rambam. Very difficult Rambam. All the Achronim get into the act here. The Rambam says, what does it mean that Hektish comes out? The Rambam says, Kachim is Beach Yamusu. The Karbanis that are supposed to be Hokar on the Mizbeach, they die. Kachim Bedek Habayis, Yipadu, the Acharkach Sarfin Osan. Kachim Bedek Habayis are redeemed and then you burn them. So the Rivet, the Velt asks, Mimanashach, if this is labeled as an Achi Yeridi Dachas, so how could you redeem it? And if it's not labeled as Yeridi Dachas, then you shouldn't have to burn it. So where did the Rambam get this Shita from? The Rivet asks on that, Lo Yadati Lama, Sarfano Sang Shlal Shamayim Aya, Velochalalav Isser. So we'll get to the Kesef Mishnah, we'll get to other answers, but we'll stop with that Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue Beth Hashem tomorrow, and then I guess the CM will be on Shabbos, Beth Hashem, for all of you listening. And Beth Hashem, you finish up with Noach, the last pasuk, and then we'll continue on Sunday. But Beth Hashem, tomorrow first, we still have one more daf together here in Sanhedrin.